Well, it started off as an idea, and about a year ago, and as I started taking more pictures and hearing more stories, accumulating all of that, I realized I had a book. So here it is.
Why the extra tough? Why the interest there?
Well, it really spun from my days of working in the cruise industry and developing a story or trying to explain to visitors how people of Southeast Alaska, what characterized them. And people are interested. They come to see the glaciers. They come to see the pretty scenery. But really, interest people are people. And there's really not a lot of stories or a lot of explanation. And you go to the bookstore, there's lots of pictures of glaciers and pretty scenery and wildlife, but nothing that really captured the characteristics of Southeast Alaskan, or I call them people of the rainforest. And then it came upon me, well, extra toughs. It's an iconic, and it explains so much that can't be explained in words, that I started to explore the idea of describing Southeast Alaskans through the iconic extra tough boot.
I'd certainly never seen them before I came to Alaska. Are they really just well-known in Alaska and the Pacific Northwest? Have they spread much beyond that? Or?
You know, the biggest market is by far Southeast Alaska. And you would think that perhaps there would be other places where there's wet environment, but it's particularly not an East Coast, it's a West Coast, Northwest Coast, rainforest, temperate rainforest type phenomenon.
A number of these are your photographs that are in this book?
I'm amateur photographer, amateur writer, and through those two mediums I've got my tools for telling the story. And I got into the photography. It was a little more difficult photographing people than it is inanimate objects, which is always... I kind of got into a rhythm. I made it a point every day to get out and to get at least one picture of somebody in extra tufts. And some days it was rainy, and some days I'd be off late at night trying to get that picture. And when you approach somebody, and there's always that kind of awkward moment, you want to take a picture of me? I said, well, no, not really. I want to take a picture of your boots. And then it was all okay, and then it kind of disarmed people, and conversations led to conversations, and it gave me a lead on many other ideas that I never even thought of before talking to my subjects. And so that's how the bulk of the work came about. So it's really a collaborative effort from almost everybody who's in the book about their experiences and their contributions to the whole project.
Now, your effort in doing this book, you're not connected with the company at all.
No, in fact, it was kind of I had to, first of all, get permission to use the name Extra Tough, which I thought to myself, well, you know, if they don't give me permission, it'll be the book about the little brown boot, so everybody will know what it is. But the point of the book isn't an advocacy, or I'm not being compensated in any way from Extra Tough. They are wondering why I'm writing a book about their brand, and they bought a few copies, but... haven't been compensated or anything like that directly by Extra Tough, but the name has certain branding rights to it that I had to follow very carefully and write it a certain way, and they had this huge release form that I had to send to lawyers back in New York, so it was all that to get to use the name Extra Tough, but no, the book isn't really about the company Extra Tough at all. It's really about Southeast Alaskans. That's what the point of the book is about.